good evening, Gmar Sima Teva, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'toch Message series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Oli Shemai, Lili Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim Ben Arab Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Lili Nishmas Yitzchak Gittel, Basarav Eliezer Bonoech. As we finished the Rosh Hashanah experience and the special emphasis on Malchius, on HaMelech, on Hashem as the King, the absolute King, Melech Umachusoy Bakoil Moshola, who reigns with his kingdom over everything. And that realization that he is the King, that realization that he is our King, that he is the realization that we are his loyal servants and must do his bidding, and the hope that the day will come very quickly when the entire world will recognize that Hashem is the Melech and accept him as such. Bo'heo Hashem le'melech al kol ha'aretz. And I thought that it might be helpful in our pursuit of every venue of chizuk in Bitochin to have a bit of a review as to the nature of this melech, of this king, this melech, Malchei Hamlochim, the king of all the kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we could begin really any place, but let's begin at the first insertion that we make in the Shemona Esrei, in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Zochreinu l'chaim melech chotzeitz b'chaim. Remember us to life, the melech, the king, who is chotzeitz b'chaim, who is desirous of life. Now we ask him, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, but he's a melech chotzeitz b'chaim. And Rosh Hashanah, this melech sits in judgment of the world. And as we say in the Unasana Tekev, it will be decided, Rosh Hashanah yikosevun, who will live and who will die. But the melech who sits in judgment over the world is the melech chofetz b'chaim. He is predisposed. He is biased in favor of giving us life. An interesting aspect of the critical judgment in front of this melech, knowing that he is clearly a melech chofetz b'chaim. The next discussion, or the next reference to melech in the Shemona Esrei, is melech ozer u'moshia u'mogid. The melech, the king, who helps and who saves and who shields. And in the Avnei Eliyahu, the Goyin explains, the Vilna Goyin, that this refers to three types of bitochin. He's the melech who's ozer, who helps the bali bitochin, who are mishtadl. We're trusting him, but we put in our efforts. He's there to help us. He helps the bali bitochin. He assists us in achieving our goals. We put in the ishtadlus, and he helps us to succeed. Moshia, the one who saves. Saving means we do nothing. We just put our trust in him. We do absolutely nothing to further our goal or our desires, but we just trust in him, and he responds. He's the Melech Moshia. And then he's also the Melech HaMogein, who's the shield. Shield, the Goyin explains, meaning we do just the opposite. We put ourselves in danger, but we put our trust in him, and he protects us. The Melech that we are Mamlich on Rosh Hashanah, the Melech who we know sits in judgment over the entire creation on Rosh Hashanah to be finalized and sealed on Yom Kippur, this is a Melech who's Ezer Mashiach Umogen. Depending on what level of bitochon you put in him, you do ishtadlus, you trust him, he'll help you. You don't do any ishtadlus, but you trust him, he'll save you. You put yourself in the opposite, in the most dangerous situations, and he'll shield you. This is the melech about whom we are speaking, the one in whom we can place our trust, and he will respond accordingly, according to the level of our trust. Then at the end of the first three brachas, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMelech HaKodesh. What is this HaMelech HaKodesh? Well, Kodesh means separate, mufrash. He's above and beyond. He's way out there. He's beyond, 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 above and beyond anything we can imagine. In what particular midah, attribute, is he above and beyond? What are we referring to? His above and beyondness, his beyond, 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 in which midah? Well, the posuk that we bring is Vayigba Hashem Tzvoko Yisvat Mishpot. Hashem sits in judgment. He's elevated in judgment. For Kel HaKodesh is Nikdash Bitztoka, in the midah of Tzoka. When we say he's Kodesh, he's separate, he's above and beyond, he's separated above anything we can imagine. In this particular midah we're referring to of Tzoka. What is the midah of Tzoka? What does it mean? The Vilna Goyin teaches us that Tzoka means giving beyond what we deserve. And we see it in Avinu Malkeinu. We have no ma'asim. We have no actions that are deserving of your response. Asei imonu stoko v'chesed. Do it al stoko v'chesed. Do it with the midah of stoko, which is giving us beyond what we deserve. And we say it. Ein bonu ma'asim stoko asei imonu l'man shemecha. That's what Tzoka is. So Hashem is Nikdash Bitztoka. So he's the Melech HaKodesh. The word Melech sends a certain trepidation to us because he's Melech. He's judging the world. He reigns supreme over the world. He's the judge. But what is the nature, the unique nature of this judge, the extreme nature of this judge? Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. In what? In his midah of giving beyond what we deserve. So we stand in judgment in front of a melech who sits in judgment, whose chofetz b'chayim, whose moge is oizer moishel moge, in response to the level of trust that we put in him. And he's kodesh, ha-melech ha-kodesh, his nikdash b'tztoka, his thing is to give us way beyond what we deserve. So this is a bit of an insight into the image of this melech that we stand in front of on Rosh Hashanah, and the malchios that we recite to declare for ourselves and for the world that Hashem is this melech over the world, this melech who sits in judgment. But these are the attributes of this melech. And really, it goes much further too. Because in the Yale V'Yomo, in the Shemone Esrei, we say, Chus v'choneinu v'rachim aleinu v'oishienu, ke'el lecho inenu, ki ke'el melech chanun v'rachum oto. You're a melech who's chanun, who gives matnas chinom, gives us gifts and grants us beyond what we deserve. What's b'chinom? V'rachum, and merciful. And he's full of mercy. So this is the melech that we refer to. This is our melech chanun v'rachum, who sits in judgment with kindness, with chesed, with rachamim, with the midah of tztoko, with the midah of chofetz chayim, with the commitment to respond to every level, each and every level of trust that we place in him. Something that could be very uplifting, very inspiring, and very comforting in terms of the judgment that we face on Rosh Hashanah. We move on to Yom Kippur. We also have this sense of the melech in front of whom we are staying, the melech in front of whom we are being judged, the melech who will finally seal that judgment. and all so many of the tefillos of Yom Kippur also deal with the trust that we have in Melech, that he will in fact be kind and gracious and benevolent to us and grant us all of the good that we desire. In fact, we recite Avinu Malkeinu throughout the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and on Yom Kippur as well. And the Maharal explains that Avinu Malkeinu parallels what we say on Rosh Hashanah. We stand Hayom Yami Bamishpot Kol Yitzroel, all of creation stands in judgment in front of Hashem. Im kebonim, im kaavodim, either like bonim, avinu, im kaavodim, as servants, malkeinu, our king, we are servants. Im kebonim, if we're worthy of being your children, v'chameinu, have rachmonos on us. Im kaavodim, and if we stand in front of you, malkeinu, our king, as your servants, einenu l'chotlu yisad shetchoneinu, our eyes hang riveted on you until you grant us beyond what we deserve and give us the positive judgment. We trust in you, Malkeinu, Avinu, Malkeinu im ka'avodim, that's what the Marsho says, refers to Malkeinu. We are just riveted on you, focused on you, reliant on you, that you're going to grant us all of the benefits that we desperately need and passionately desire. So this is the mood that we have. In fact, Chazal tell us that when we leave Yom Kippur, a few days later, we move into the Sukkah. On the first day of Sukkot, we take the Lulav and Esrog. As a sign, the Medrash says, Shiyotzono Bedimus, we have come out victorious from the judgment. And the measure says a person, a nation that fights a battle, and when they win, the army comes, stands, marches out with their swords high as the victors. We declare victory in the judgment on Yom Kippur. Now, the declaration of victory, where does that come from? We haven't vanquished anyone, but it comes from the bitochin. It's an expression of that bitochin. It's a result of that bitochin, and it's a chizuk, an attempt at strengthening that bitochin, that the din has in fact gone in our favor. And that bitochin, it seems, can influence the results which took place already on Yom Kippur. And we express that bitochen. We go into the sukkah with a bitochen. We leave the security and the comfort of our homes and put our trust, betzeil keil, entering with our entire being into the sukkah, and an expression of trusting Hashem, just as we did and just as he cared for us in the midbar. And all of this, it seems, is preparation for Shana Rabba. Shana Rabba is going to tell us that the din that was decided on Rosh Hashanah or to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and sealed on Yom Kippur, the petek, the note to deliver the decisions given over to the divine agents on Rosh Hashanah Rabba, and permission to enact them is given over on Shmini Atzeres. Rosh Hashanah Rabba is the final stages of the din, when the results of that din are given over. And it seems that our bitochin, that the din was in our favor, our bitochin, our expressions of bitochin, both in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and in our Sukkot, have the ability to influence that din. And by the end, when it's finally given over, that we have our bitochin can in fact make serious accomplishment, serious inroads, serious changes, even in a din that was decided on Yom Kippur, sealed on Yom Kippur. Thus, this is the power of that bitochon. And where do we get the strength for this bitochon? Where do we get the inspiration for this bitochon? Well, I would suggest that comes from the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. because the Malchus Shemayim that we accept, the Melech that we accept, is all about desiring life, is all about responding to the Bali Bitochin, is all about granting us gifts and clemency beyond what we deserve, is all about Chanun Verachum, is all about Einenu L'chotluyos Ad Shetchonenu. And with this concept of who this Melech is, we're able to muster the strength to find true bitochon in Hashem's chesed, in Hashem's rachamim, in Hashem's kindness, in Hashem's tzedaka, in Hashem's benevolence. And we can actually rely and feel with confidence that we were zeicha in the din, and therefore those requests and those desires and those needs and concerns that we have, Hashem has and will continue to respond in a positive way to fulfill kol mishalois libeinu. We should be zeicha in these days that Hashem should listen to our tefillos, listen to our heartfelt tefillos, respond to every level and nuance of bitochen that we can muster. And may we be zeicha to a gzar din, a chesima on Yom Kippurim, in a positive, beneficial way, in a chesima toiva, lonu u'lechol Yisrael.